June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Never forget, 26 years ago today, Bobby Valentine got ejected from a Mets game and came back into the dugout with a fake mustache on. Thus, I'm assuming, fooling everyone for the rest of the game.
Do you think any of his players, and maybe,
the hell's
Mike,
that
maybe
guy?
Mike would have a good conversation. Do you think any of his players were sitting there going, "This, what a joke"? Or do you think they were sitting there going, "This is fantastic. I love it"?
I think they probably liked it. I think there were like one or two that were like,
What are we doing here?
Like, you need more of a disguise, right? Like, that, I've always thought the same thing about Superman. How does nobody see that the guy with his glasses and without his glasses, that's clearly him?
I think the explanation is he shakes his face. Like, he can move back and forth so fast.
Okay.
That it makes his face a little blurry and unrecognizable.
Okay, well, that's a more modern explanation. Do you think they said that back in the 50s? Because I believe it. But back then, I think they were like, just put some glasses on.
Put glasses on.
Yeah.
Nobody will have, and a scrunchie in your hair.
Nobody will know.
And now it's time for the C block.
I don't think you deserve an intro after that.
All right. Then we'll do whatever.
No, you still do the segment.
Oh, the segment's still okay.
You just don't get the intro.
We got audio here? All right, guys.
I really wish you said no.
It would have been G-Bag of the day. Ex-Mavs coach Don Nelson has some thoughts about what the Mavericks did. Let's hear them.
And Luca, too, my dear friend. As a matter of fact, I want everybody to know I'm wearing Luca's shoes. His new shoes from Nike just got on the market, and I'm wearing them in protest for the trade from Dallas. I think it was a tremendous mistake by the Dallas franchise to trade him, and I want everybody to know that.
All right. Now, Kevin, before you make your statements, my question regarding this: who will be the last person to comment on the Luka trade? And I'm not saying like amongst friends when we always bring it up and have the conversation, but here we are slowly getting over this trade. You know, the number one overall pick helps a little bit. Everybody's kind of like, you know what? Maybe that's not such a bad trade-off. Even though they think the trade's still bad, but the trade-off, maybe this kind of helps with the blow a little bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, you're starting to kind of, all right, this guy's made a comment about it. This guy's made a comment about it. And now everybody seems to have had their say. And then Don Nelson shows up out of Maui with his puka shells on. Actually looking pretty good. He got the haircut nice and short, unlike back in the day when he had it just flopped over. But whenever that happens, you're like, you had to bring up this wound again.
Yeah.
And here's the salt and here's the lemon and just rub it in and stop. But somebody, it seems like this is going to happen every month. Some former Maverick involvee is going to bring this back into the conversation. Who will be the last person to comment on the Luka trade?
I think it will be Luka's son when he gets drafted by the Lakers. There's precedent there for that.
Okay.
And I think he'll say, because the Mavericks like tried to make a move to get him and they was like, no can do. And so he goes to the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
So that will be it. But yeah, I mean, I had a couple of questions. Did Don Nelson pay for those shoes or did he get them for free? I just want to know how convicted he is about this.
What?
Yeah, because he's like, I'm wearing these shoes in protest. If somebody just gave them to you, that's not impressive. If you went out and bought them
to protest,
yeah, then I am impressed. And then
you stole them.
Oh, that! If he was able to pull that off
from the Mavericks, You're like, see, anybody can steal from the Mavericks. Look what just happened.
And then Rick Carlisle laughing as if him and Luka got along and he wouldn't have done the exact same thing in a little bit more time. That's kind of funny to me.
There was a lot of chaos with the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Like a lot of things happened at the same time regarding Donnie Nelson, regarding some other higher ups in the organization. Sure. A lot of things happened all at the same time. And Rick looked at it and said, this is a perfect time for exit strategy.
Yeah.
And all the while understanding, I can't compete with a superstar like that. That superstar has the ear of everybody in the organization, the hearts of everybody that watches them. There's no way I can regain command of this room as long as he's here.
Yeah.
You know what, though? As all these things are going on, I'll see you later. You know, it was perfect timing on that for sure. Funny how Corey is somewhat mad for Don Nelson bringing this back up when he did that crap about 2011 Rangers for years.
Oh, that's a good point.
And guess what happened? We won a World Series because of it.
So in 12 years, we're going to win the NBA title? Okay.
And don't win, but we get him back at least.
Oh, okay.
Turn the hearts of many again.
Hmm.
Don, and somebody said, if y'all would just quit bringing it up. This was on CBS Sports. I didn't bring it up. Don Nelson brought it up.
I mean, look, it's a big deal.
Friday, we had Bobby Lashley on the show, who I think is our best friend now.
Oh.
I'm just saying. Seemed like he had a pretty good time. And I asked him about his workouts now. Dude's in fantastic shape.
For sure.
He says 35.
The internet says 48.
But he's in fantastic shape. And I was like, hey, can you kind of give me some of your workout thoughts? And Alec, I love this part when he was like, yeah, I start out doing pull-ups. And I'll do 100 or 150 of them. And whoever my workout partner is, I really put them through it. That's our warm up. And as they're exhausted from that, I'll see you later. But he said anytime he gets a new workout partner, you know, one of the young kids from AEW, he's like, I'm going to put them through it and make them regret it. But doesn't it also inspire you to be better when you go through something like that? And you're like, I actually made it.
I mean, it would for me too, because you'd be like, this is what that guy does. And he's had a long and successful career, one would assume. Yes. So, yeah.
And Aaron Donald did this to Jared Verse. Evidently.
Oh, defensive rookie of the year.
Aaron Donald answered the call and challenged him to come by his house for an old man workout, is what he called it. And I think I was talking about this the other day. Aaron Donald, there's a video of him where he's like, no, I love lifting weights. Mm. I played football because it was going to make me money. I've always loved lifting weights, though. Like, that's his passion. And so he brings Jared Verse over and says, all right, man, let's go through the old man workout.
This kind of feels like the beginning of the plot of the new Captain America movie.
Okay, explain it to me.
Where
I'm trying to remember it.
The one guy works out with Captain America now, and then they bring back old-timey Captain America to see if they can hang. This feels like the same thing. He's like, all right, you think you're all,
yeah,
all great? Let's see what happens.
So will Jared Verse now say, you know what? I've leveled up in my workout.
I think so.
And I'm going to go be the next Aaron Donald. Is that too much to ask?
Yeah. But him leveling up would be amazing.
Terrifying.
For them. Because like I said, defensive rookie of the year, and he's already playing at a great level.
Look at Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald is in ridiculous shape still.
This dude's, and he's not 50. You know, it's not like he's like that. He's still young because he retired early, but geez, this guy's in fantastic. It's like DeMarcus Ware. See, DeMarcus Ware, you're just like, he's in fantastic shape still. Because they go through old man workouts at a very early age.
I mean, clearly it's working out just fine for them.
And then, Kevin, I saw this list of the top 10 NBA free agents. And Kyrie was on it. Moments ago, I saw a text come in that said, didn't Kyrie already say that he thinks he played his last game for the Mavericks?
I do not recall hearing
that. I do not recall hearing that either. And I went and looked that up, and it said, no, there has been no open expression of that.
Okay.
So if there is, AI said that at least. So if there is a case of him saying it, it hasn't been public into the media. But I started looking at this because this list has LeBron, it has James Harden, Kyrie's on it.
So some people who are technically free agents, but
right. How will they stay with their team? What are their chances of leaving?
I got you.
I do believe CBS Sports has Kyrie's chance of leaving a 0 out of 10.
Oh, well, that feels very promising.
But when I saw him on this list, my first thought was, he's coming back to the Mavericks, right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, hold on. Am I missing something here? Why would he leave after everybody's been dismissed that could possibly be this? It's his team now.
Yeah.
Like, this is legitimately his team. Sure, he can run with Anthony Davis on this, but we talked with Jason Kidd the other day. What did Jason Kidd say? Yeah, he has the biggest voice in the room. The players on the team respect him. All of them care about him. He has the biggest voice. That's their leadership. Obviously, Clay's a little bit different because of the championship. So but he went through all these guys and how each one of them has a different leadership style. And he it sounded like that's the tent pole right there. We start with Kyrie. But then I started thinking, what's the main reason he comes back? And that's what I asked you this morning, Kevin.
Yeah.
His player option is $44 million, is that correct?
Yeah, and so I think there's a couple of reasons for this. I don't think it would particularly make sense for him to opt out, just in general, putting aside like how he feels about the Mavericks and everything, for a season in which he's probably going to miss half the season. I know there's optimistic reports that he could be back by January, but he's going to miss a big chunk of time. Secondly, it feels like Dallas has embraced him and he has embraced the Mavericks organization and culture at a time when obviously he's had some issues at some other places that he stopped. And maybe because he sees this team as taking another step and still being in championship contention. Those are some of the reasons.
Okay. All right. Well, that's kind of what I was trying to figure out. Is it does seem like the financial aspect of it is the most important.
Yeah.
With most players, like the financial part of, am I going to find that money anywhere else? Maybe not. But like you said, the ability to embrace what this city is, the city embraced him back.
Yeah.
And then now it seemed like all along he wanted to be the dude on a team. All right, let's start with Cleveland. He was never going to be with LeBron there.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That just was reality. Then when he goes to Boston, he was never going to be because the young guys were the future. And he was just a dude on that team. And they wouldn't listen to him. They didn't care about him. And then he gets to Brooklyn. And things got real weird in Brooklyn. I felt like everything got real weird in Brooklyn.
And you can't help but wonder if KD had just a little bit of smaller foot and he would have made that shot that was a three-pointer, like, would they have avoided some of this? I have no idea.
He built a superstar team there.
Sure.
Like, and he did it because he talked to KD about it at the All-Star. He was like, dude, they got all this money. Don't forget about it. And then he comes here and now he has everything that he could possibly want except for Luka. Mi hermano.
Okay, well, there's nothing we can do to change that. And so if he really was, but even if he really was bent out of shape about that, I wonder if this is a simple economic issue. And he's like, it's probably not the best idea to opt out and hit the free agency market at a point where you know for a fact I'm going to miss a chunk of games and who knows exactly what I'll come back as. That I think that's tricky when it comes to the Mavericks re-signing him. I know Nico said that's their number one priority, but I do wonder what that contract looks like with him.
Over the weekend, Lucy celebrated her 12th birthday. And it was a pretty awesome, like, I'm going to admit, this may have been the best party we've ever had.
Oh.
The boys, Avery was a lifeguard. All right. Carter was in charge of watching the dog. So he had a job. Usually on these days, Carter is like, nobody's paying enough attention to the middle child. So he starts to act out in order to get things. But we gave him a job. And it was to hang out with the dog. And we said, you take care of this dog. You did a great job. That morning, Lucy demanded cronuts for breakfast.
Oh.
And I don't know if you guys have been in on the cronut game lately, but it's still going strong.
Is it?
Yeah. And I thought about Mike for a second whenever she was like, I demand cronuts. And I was like, me too. You know, and if we were in Italy right now, we'd be making a killing. But then later in the day, the one thing that went wrong.
Oh.
One thing went wrong. Kevin, you and I agree on this. I can't remember if Alec agrees. I did not put the cheese on the burgers on the grill to melt the cheese. Because we had about 35 people at the house.
Oh.
I'm not doing that with the cheese, especially when it's hot outside. It's already hot. I'm standing over a Blackstone right now, and it's burning my face. And I'm looking over at everybody enjoying the pool. I just want to be in the pool. I'm like, I'm not putting cheese on all these burgers. Burgers ended up tasting great. Adrian told me, I cannot believe you didn't put the cheese on the burgers. You know that's how I want them done.
Oh.
Well, she was in charge of setting out all the fixings. She set out the buns. She set out the cheese. She set out the pickles, mayonnaise, mustard, and ketchup. But she forgot the lettuce and tomato and the onions. So everybody had to have the same burger, essentially. A Kevin burger.
Oh,
pretty much
like
just
it.
Nothing on it, nothing good. Except for that. So everybody had to. And there was this huge tray of stuff she chopped up that she left in the fridge. So I win, right?
What does the lettuce do for the hamburger?
It adds crunchiness.
Yeah. Texture.
Texture. That's okay. About it. And the onion kind of adds a flavor, but it also has that texture too. Because the tomato has no texture. Tomato is just, it's just mushy, especially at that point. But I win, right? She got on to me. But she forgot to do something too. I didn't forget. I just wasn't going to because I put the foot down.
I know your wife. I don't know if you win this one.
What do you mean? You don't know if I win this one? She owes me now. She got on to me about something. She forgot something too. Somebody said fiber. Don't forget about the fiber, Kevin. That it adds to it.
I just think. Never mind. That's too.
I don't lord this one over her. I just let it slide, and then forget about it. Or do I use this to my advantage?
I mean, look.
Especially on June 9th, 6-9 day.
You've been married far, far longer than I have. So I would say trust your instincts that got you this far.
Good point. I will keep it my mouth shut.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, who was the best at being the worst this weekend? And why was it Kelvin Joseph? We'll do that next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, it's time for some Wanker of the Weekend. Who was the best at being the worst this weekend?
Kevin.
From the 817. Man, if you only knew. From the 817, the person that hit me is the Wanker of the Weekend. I get it. I know some people are just nicer about it, but there's no scenario in which I've been hit by another car that I'm just like, oh, hey, it happens. Like, my immediate thought is blinding anger and rage. And then just.
I was on a date once and I was at Centerville and right over by HBJ Stadium.
Oh, that's where I live.
And I was, yeah, do you want to give me your address?
Not at the stadium.
He lives at the stadium.
That's a lot of space.
Yeah, downhill. He likes to slide down the hill.
It sucks in the summer though.
But I was right over in that area and I was on a date and we were at a light. Dude just rolled right into me, like out of nowhere. And there were no other cars around.
Oh my God.
And so for the date purposes, I didn't want to blow up, you know? And I was just like, son of a gun, what just happened? And I unbuckled and got out of my little Honda Accord and stood up. And this guy, He was not as tall as me. And he went, oh, F. And I was like, all right, I've already got this one won. You know, like in my mind, I had already gotten a victory because he was the one that was intimidated and scared. And my date goes, I can't imagine what he was thinking when you stepped out of the car. And I was like, yeah, good, yeah.
The one time I called you to tell you I might be late for work because I got an accident on the highway and you asked if I'd called the Frankels first. And at that point, I had not. Which is not what I was supposed to do. The guy who hit me goes, yeah, I'm sorry. I was screwing around on my phone and not paying attention. And I was like, okay, well, I was still upset, but at least he cut right to the chase.
You like some honesty.
I do.
You're a big fan of some honesty.
I do. And since he just said that, I was like, okay.
Deal.
Well, And he's like, here's my insurance card. And we just cut right to the chase. Now, is the wanker of the weekend Kelvin Joseph?
I don't know. Somebody texted in and said, isn't it always Kelvin Joseph?
That is not an inaccurate point. Oh, Kelvin Joseph was arrested and faces DWI charges in a fatal crash in Richardson off of 75. And it's fascinating, too, because I will say the one thing I appreciate is the reports I've read is that he is the person who called the police to say that there had been an accident. And then you found out that somebody had died. Obviously, they shut down a big part of 75. But in the police statement, it says officers observed, quote, signs of intoxication while speaking with Kelvin Joseph. And look, we talk about this all the time. It's horrible for all involved. And these are the situations, like, if you're drunk driving and you kill somebody and it was your fault, like, I think that you need to go to jail for a really long time. Like, I'm like 15. But yeah,
the
or
laws
20.
In this country, yeah. In the state, in the country,
they're very lenient on this.
Yeah, they aren't very.
Because people will say, oh, it was an accident. It wasn't. Like, if you get into your car and you're drinking and driving, whatever happens next is not an accident. You have made that decision to be reckless potentially with other people's lives.
And it's super easy. I know it's going to be a tough thing to get up and go get your car the next morning.
Yeah.
But it's super easy to get an Uber and get home.
Yeah.
And both of you be safer in that instance.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that is a fair point. All right. I would like to, real quick, Kevin,
we have a lot of Uber and Lyft drivers out there that,
yes,
that listen
we
to
do.
The show, along with UPS, FedEx, and so forth, Amazon.
The drivers of America are listening.
Pizzas. Nighttime, we dominated the pizza world.
Yes.
Not just because we ate a lot of pizza.
Tip your delivery drivers accordingly. Yes. It's not their fault that soulless corporations added that delivery fee on that those people don't get.
I do wonder, though, how many of the Uber and Lyft drivers out there know that they picked somebody up because they couldn't drive home. And, you know, like, how's that? I know they're drunk and you're probably like, please don't throw up in my car. And that's probably the first thing. But the other part is that other part of making sure that I'm glad I took them home because they couldn't do it.
Yeah,
just a question. If you got an answer.
Now, this one's tough. I don't think I saw the overall price of the bill, so it's hard to say like what kind of tip this really was. But wanker of the weekend, we got terrible service on a fishing trip. We went to Galveston, went to a nice place, and the manager was a huge Astros fan. I mean, my buddies were all in Rangers gear, and he was offended and tried not to seat us. Then it turned out he ended up being our waiter anyway and gave us terrible service. So when it came time to tip him, still tipped him like $20 because he had food runners and stuff, want to make sure they get a tip. But he would have got a significantly better tip if he would have just been a competent and helpful wait person because, you know, I don't know, I didn't say waiter. Wait person, because, you know, like, that's still your job.
So this dude was so offended by Rangers gear.
Yeah.
So offended by you wearing Rangers gear that he gave you bad service.
Yeah.
When that's his livelihood.
Yeah. That is confusing.
Maybe he made a whole bunch of money already and he was like, screw that table. Like that, I get it. I get that part of it. But I'm scratching for money, dude.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I'm doing. I'm scrambling. When I was waiting tables. Now, if I was going to do that, how do we do it on this show? If we have Ted Cruz on, who is a huge Houston Astros fan.
True.
We make jokes about it, and we make it endearing, and they want to tip you more. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
You make jokes, and then you take their money so they can't spend them on the tickets for the opposing team.
I'm with you. From the 817, as an acquaintance of the individual that lost her life, yes, Kelvin Joseph is the wanker of the weekend.
Yeah, I agree.
Look, I get it. Absolutely. I understand that. All right. Wanker of the weekend. Is it the U.S. men's national soccer team? They lost their third straight in a friendly against Turkey.
It's just a friendly, bro. Don't worry about it. It's not going to affect our World Cup status.
Well, yeah, because we host the World Cup. I get that.
Like I said.
Okay. But
we're going to be just fine. We made that rule.
Okay.
We pushed for that rule. So then we were like, hey, We're going to make this one.
All right. But like, doesn't that concern you, right? When you're just not playing particularly well. The last coach we had that lost three in a row was 10 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. And we weren't guaranteed.
What happened then?
That was Jurgen.
Klopp.
Yeah, I think it's Jurgen Klinsmann.
Oh, Jurgen Klopp's a different one. Well, Kevin, again, I'm not too worried about it.
Okay, because we automatically make the World Cup?
Yeah. Do they need to be better? I don't know.
Okay.
Now, if they were good, how would we, like, would we like soccer as much as other countries like soccer?
I think we would like it significantly more.
You think so?
Yes.
We'd be all into the players and be like, dude, why can't he play for FC Dallas instead EPL?
And that's the other thing that hurts is you don't have the top league in the world, like in your backyard. Right. Every other sport that we're so feverish about, we have the best league. But, like, I mean, I've talked about it before. I went to FC Dallas game, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. I love FC Dallas, but I don't think there's a dispute that MLS is not the top league in the world.
Absolutely not. I'm just trying to figure out.
That hurts.
What if soccer was, if the U.S. team was that good, would we be more in and be like, dude, we need more soccer?
Yes. And I wonder if there was a soccer hub, if we could kind of soup up the MLS and make it so, like, yeah.
The big problem with the U.S. soccer team, from what I understand, men's and women's, I hear, is the politics of it all.
Oh yeah,
like and I'm sure soccer players can text in and attest to this a little bit. But I hear that there's a lot of, especially when it comes to coaching, how those got people end up on the team, and like where, who gets playing time, and all those things. It sounds like the politics of it all is really holding us back the most, and that's unfortunate. Whenever we could be dominant or not dominant. On our own without the politics of it all.
Now, this is fair. The wanker of the weekend is the Dallas Wings. They're 1-9, and they have the worst record in the WNBA.
That's the worst one?
Yes.
Nobody else has a 1-9 record?
Interestingly enough, the next worst is the Connecticut Sun. They're 2-7. I'm almost positive that's the team that the Dallas Wings beat.
Hell yeah.
So the one win they have is over the next worst team, which I think in the power rankings should keep us ahead of them.
This is tough, man, because our favorite player, Paige Bueckers, has been out for, what, is it 4 games now?
Yes, 3 because of concussion, this last one because of injury.
But sounds like things weren't great beforehand. Kevin,
this was always going to be a struggle.
From what I saw of this team, they weren't great defensively. They looked scrambled to start. And this is just being...
Yeah.
This is just judging what I watched of them in about 3 or 4 different games. So judging what I saw, they were scrambling defensively and didn't look like they knew what they were doing. And they looked like a young team that was still trying to figure themselves out.
And that's
so
very
that's,
fair.
That's where they are. And being 1-9 isn't fun whenever you're trying to really, like, put this in a lot of people's worlds.
From the 972, maybe that weight person is just not good at anything because they're an Astros fan. That's a fair point.
Did you see what they said? I did do 2023 to reference the year 2023.
Oh! Okay. I missed that. Yes, thank you. From the 972. All right. I guess we're going to talk about this. I'm a 62-year-old grandmother listening to you guys. I vote for Simone Biles to be the wanker of the weekend. It depends on what you follow on social media. For some people, it was things happening in California. For other people, they just live their regular life. And for other people, it might have been Simone Biles. Simone Biles came out and, look, I get it. There were a couple things that she said that I found to be pretty stunning. Do you remember Riley Gaines? She was one of the swimmers who lost to Leah Thomas, and like that set off the whole thing about men, transgender people competing in women's sports. And like that's gone on and on and on. And it still goes on to this day. And I know Riley Gaines has become a big person in like the conservative side because she talks about keeping transgendered people out of women's sports and everything like that. So Simone Biles, because usually what Riley Gaines will do is if there's ever a team that wins like a high school, I think, or college championship with a transgendered person on their team will post about it. And like, usually just post like, this person used to be a man or whatever the case is. And so Simone Biles went after her tweet-wise and said that she was a bully and harassing and everything like that after Riley Gaines. And I wonder, like, people would have jumped into it and gotten all upset, blah, 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 either way. But the thing that I was surprised and disappointed in Simone Biles was she tweeted out, why don't you pick on somebody your own size, which ironically would be a man. Mm. And so for somebody in Simone Biles who's complained multiple times about people body shaming her.
That was a bit of a bully tactic.
Yeah, that felt like a weird take. And then, of course, people were like, Riley Gaines is like 5'5", so, and like 140 pounds. So I don't know about that. And then you know how it is. If anybody is ever trying to undercut another person's argument, they dig up an old tweet, right? So there's a tweet from Simone Biles in 2017. And I think it was this guy doing amazing things in the floor exercise. And Simone Biles tweeted out, good thing guys don't compete against girls or he'd take all the gold medals. Mm. And then a lot of people have jumped on that as well. And it's just, I feel like a lot of people were there to support Simone Biles in 2020 when she had obviously lots of mental health issues that forced her to drop out of certain parts of the Olympics. And a lot of people supported her. This was a surprising move for me. And like you said, a little bit of a bully tactic in the midst of it as well.
Yeah, there's a little bit of grace to kind of keep rolling with. I don't know if that always wins.
It feels like grace wins less and less, right?
Yep.
For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Amazing, Higgy. We're geared up for 5 hours on the heels of a Rangers series victory. How the hell
are
you? Love
it. I am doing well. Now, this is a story I wanted to bring up because I know Corey has some exploits on this front, and we didn't get to talk about it the other day. The Belgium soccer fans who snuck into the Champions League final, hiding in the stadium toilet stalls for 27 hours. So
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Oh, yeah, we love this.
My question is, do you think it's worth it? Now, I don't know how much time they thought it would be going into it, but you saw the final result. You got to go to the Champions League final, but you had to sit in the toilet stalls for 27 hours. Is that trade worth it by y'all's metric?
Absolutely is. I mean, I imagine the get-in price for that was around $3,000. But yeah, I think it's part of the experience as well. Could you imagine like video blogging that? Maybe.
Yeah.
I think the story of you and your buddies pulling that off.
Yeah.
It's the greatest thing you've ever done and will ever do.
And there's like, you make money on the content.
Probably so.
TikTok and Twitch and the streaming platforms, like it really is genius because worst case scenario, even if you get caught, there's people that are probably going to get invested in the storyline. Like the guy that Lucius was telling us during LA Live that just with his cat decided I'm going to buy a sailboat. Like, normally people aren't going to care about this, but then you get invested.
Yeah.
So to me, like, it was a money-making opportunity regardless if it didn't work out. So kudos to them, man. I thought it was a genius idea.
Have you guys, go ahead.
No, a couple of young bucks, you know, so they're kind of like in that season of life where like doing cool stuff like that makes a lot of sense.
Okay. Adventure. Then my question next for y'all would be, outside of making money for the content of it all, have you had your own experiences of sneaking in places or perhaps things along these lines that maybe paid off or didn't?
I did. So went down at, what is it now? Bacardi Smirnoff Center. What is the down at Fair JAXA? Park?
Dos Equis Pavilion.
No, it's down at Fair Park. I don't even know what it's called.
JAXA
anymore.
Forever.
Okay, so we would frequently sneak into concert. The first one ever was Dave Matthews. We snuck in. We went through the area where they where all the concessions people go in, and we just said we're with the company that was with them, and then we just signed our names, and then we got to go do whatever we wanted.
Nice.
And we ended up spending the first hour waiting for gates to open in the bathroom and just wait, like sitting there just waiting and going like, nice. All right. And then we like heard sound check was going on, and we went and peeked around the corner, and they were doing sound check, and I was like, there's Dave right there in my face. And he was like waving and everything. We're like, oh my God.
Did you sign your real name when you had to sign your name, or did you come up with an alias?
I did sign my name. Like I was just supposed to be there. Yeah. Like, oh, Corey's here today. Yeah. I didn't even think about doing a Troy Aikman made it around, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Throwing the alias name.
Amazing.
That's a good one.
We got into about 3 or 4 different concerts just doing that.
For you.
I do love these guys choosing the bathroom. If you know this is going to be a 24-hour plus period, like you're going to have to use the facilities at some point. You can't go hiding in the attic or somewhere else in the stadium. They chose the right spot, and they put the out of order sign on so that you wouldn't get any foot traffic in. So these guys were buttoned up. I've never done something as legendary as that. I used to like sneak into the movies and stuff.
That would be the only thing I could think of.
Like the big one. And that always worked out. That was fantastic. You get a nice little adrenaline rush and you get to watch your movie.
Can you even do that now?
Well, and see, that's the thing. The assigned seating is messed up. The other thing that I learned about that is if nobody else buys a ticket, they don't just show the movie. Because like one of the movies I snuck into.
You called it the double feature?
Yeah, the double feature. And that's what I learned. Buy the ticket for the movie that people might not go to. Like, don't buy the ticket for the movie that just came out like last week or whatever and is number one. People will buy tickets for that. So I went to the second movie and I rationalized it to myself by always buying concession stands. I realized that doesn't make it right, but that's how I rationalized it to myself. So I sat in this theater. Nobody else was in there. They never started the movie. And I had to kind of like walk a shame out of the theater. You know, I just was kind of like.
They knew in there too. They were saying, how long is this loser going to sit here for?
I did kind of wonder if they were like, this idiot's going to stay here the whole time.
Well, when it comes to mischief, a couple of things come to mind. Number one, yesterday I was at Target. Double scanned the whole milk and looked around for the customer service lady. She was on the other side, like counting money for somebody. So I just took a Diet Coke instead. And I was waiting for security to stop me. And I was going to show them the receipt, like, actually, you owe me $3, but you were too busy while I was checking out my own stuff. Okay. But it also makes me think this is 95, 96. I was working at the Red Lion Hotel.
Okay.
One of my coworkers was an usher at the Rose Garden where the Trailblazers played and still play. But she had these re-entry passes that she would give to people that were going out to their car to come back in. This was in a more innocent time. So she gave me a stack of those. And all season long, like it was sellout, even though it was only like a 45 or 50 win team, it was sellouts the whole time.
Okay.
So we would get in, and then me and my buddy John would hop around looking for the seats that were unoccupied. And we had a terrific time. I was only 20 years old at the time. We happened to know a bar owner about 2 miles away on the light rail line that would also serve us all the beer we wanted.
There we go.
Oh.
So I was living this incredible life where it was free beer and free Trailblazers games with my buddy John.
Dude.
And the biggest concern was, how are we going to get home?
That's a dream.
What a run.
A two queens bed at the Red Line in Portland right now is only $75 a night. So
not bad.
That's what I'm saying. Red Line. Nice. It looks like good carpet, too.
Red Line seen some better days.
I could see Dawson flourishing in hospitality, you know?
Man, right, I don't, right, yeah.
How'd you get fired from that job?
I actually left to be an alcohol monitor at the Rose Garden.
There you go.
That one didn't last long either, but.
Is that what you came up with, if you see me, beer me? And you're just like, hold on, where's your alcohol?
I came up with that actually in 2010 in one of my first shows with Greg Henson. I was heading out to the Rangers game. Because they weren't good yet, and only, you know, well, they were good, but people weren't going yet.
Yeah.
So there were stacks of Rangers tickets every night at the end of our show.
Wow.
That you just had to go down and pick them up, and boom, you were going to the game. So one of the nights I said, if you see me, bear me in. It stuck.
I mean, clearly a tremendous decision. Fine. Now, I'm not saying that any of y'all would be in favor of this, but this feels like the most Cowboys move. The betting odds right now have the Dallas Cowboys installed as the favorite to get Von Miller. Not from a football perspective, but this feels like a Cowboys move, right?
Totally. He's let's go get a guy that is past his prime, but he's a fan favorite. He's a local legend.
Yep.
And we can sell some jerseys.
Future Hall of Famer.
Absolutely. So,
not gonna cost much.
If there's an area you probably feel good about right now,
yeah, it makes a lot of sense.
Pass rush.
All the edge rushers.
Why not? Just add another one into it, man. We're going to rotate the hell out of this thing.
I'm with you guys on that.
So you guys would just be firmly against it? I mean, if I tell you Von Miller on the super duper ridiculous cheap is coming
if he
in
takes
here,
vet minimum, sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. I don't know if he would, but
I would just rather address other areas of the team, like if I had to pick and choose, but I wouldn't be like upset about an addition of Von Miller.
You'd prefer Jair Alexander, right?
Yes, but it feels like he's still into the point where we won't be able to afford him or even try to ask about him.
Is he healthy?
Right now, I think
he's healthy. Yes. Yeah.
But over the last, 5 years, it's been one full season. Yeah,
it's been kind of tough. Just need him to last half the season and then he digs back.
What he does, he practices Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday and doesn't play on Sunday. That's the big problem there. That's why the people in Green Bay had a problem with him.
Okay,
there's a lot of things they have a problem with, but that's one of the main ones.
He's a unique personality.
Yeah, a little weird, they say.
But the Cowboys are desperate enough at that position, I'd be like, it's still worth trying to figure something out here.
They're not going to do it. I just asked. They're not going to do it.
Breaking news.
Your face. Gosh, I mean, loss is from your show, too.
Shut it down. Let's go home.
Ask him about Vaughn.
You ask about Von Miller?
Actually, kind of.
Yeah, betting odds are what they are.
Y'all are the favorites.
He loves Micah.
I would love it if the response was, well, that didn't make any sense, .. Okay, looks like we're probably in on that.
How old is Von Miller? 32 or so? 33?
Something like that.
Oh, I mean, 6 sacks last year in 13 games.
Are you convincing yourself?
He's 36.
Oh, 36.
He's old.
I think he would have something on third down still.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Situationally? Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, it's a situation now where get him healthy for the playoffs, and if he's there, he would, you know,
Why do you guys ask me this question when I was watching all that Jair Alexander tape earlier in the day?
Well, I think the more interesting name is Jair Alexander.
For sure.
Would you rather him or Ramsey?
Ramsey.
Yeah.
Yeah, but considering the price.
I feel like Ramsey's going to be there. That's why I think he's going to at least show up on the field.
And Ramsey could end up being here, mate. And I could also foresee a safety move for Jalen Ramsey, which could prolong his career as a Dallas Cowboy. Jair Alexander, I think, would just kind of be like a 1 year band-aid for kind of what you're dealing with right now with all the injuries
in the
secondary.
He'd be a pretty good band-aid.
Yeah, he'd be
That'd
a, great
be a damn good band-aid.
When he plays, he's not bad.
I'd love that band-aid.
I think he's better than Ramsey when he plays.
Yeah. I tell you, there's things. You watch him in that first Philadelphia game that was played in San Paulo.
He's a hell of a player.
They traveled him, and it was pretty darn good.
All right, what do you guys got coming up on the program? I like that.
I want to book a ticket to San Paolo. On the other side, Hagee, we'll talk about a little bit more about Jair Alexander, what his projected salary contract will look like with his next team, and at what point should the Cowboys be interested. But we have CY at 420, and then Sean Shapiro talking Stars at 5.
I like it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece Maker. We're way back with us tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Hey, good night, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.